good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so appreciative and so prayerful that you are internalizing so much of what is resonating with you as absolute truth. And I am always, always praying and asking for more to be able to inspire more, lift more, uplift more, and ensure that more of us are loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, that we are consciously carrying to walk the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet, as there is an agenda to make sure that we are anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, dumbed down, religiously indoctrinated, and full of, so that we are not able, not capable, not willing, not even having an understanding as to what to aspire towards in terms of the greatness of ourselves. We've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that having the fine cars and the polished wood, metal, and stone is what gives us success. And I am the one who's proud to be the one to remind you that you are the greatest gift you'll ever have, and there's nothing that can be added to you that is greater than you. And all of the information, all the inspiration, all the knowledge, all the truth is there to literally mold and shape you in the form and the essence of the truth of who you are, as the personification of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For there is nothing but it, as all there is, and we each have been appropriated so much of it. And we've been given absolute law to help guide us and strengthen us and shape and mold us so that we are in a direct connect with the exalted realms, with our guides, our angels, our ancients, and to be under the auspices of our souls. But in order to do that, there has to be a conscious intention towards that. It's not coming naturally as a result of being under a global initiative of distraction and dysfunction and degradation and violation and separation, divisiveness, and warfare, and commercialism, and capitalism, and the remnants of imperialism, and all of this. So no, we each have the opportunity to realign ourselves through consciously caring to be realigned and reconciled and redeemed and harmonized and lifted and uplifted, so that we are expanding our conscientiousness higher and higher and higher to really be in a harmony with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. This absolute and supreme intelligence is beating our hearts and breathing us. It has gifted us so much of itself. It has gifted us so much of itself. It has gifted us so much of itself that is the truth of who we each are. So why is it so difficult for us to walk in the light of the truth of this absolute and supreme intelligence? Why is it so hard for you to feel within every fiber of your being the greatness of who you are? Why is it so difficult for you to stand in a room and command the presence and the attention because you don't feel so good about yourself? But you don't be feeling good when you be eating bad. You don't be feeling good when you are out of alignment with the divinity and the truth of yourself. It's hard to really walk in the truth and the light of the personification of deity, the high ethic and the morality and the sensibility. See, that's too much for people. They call that, oh, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. You ain't God. You ain't God. You understand? That's what they tell you. You ain't God. But who are you? Who are you? If you are not this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, did you gift yourself yourself? Are you beating your own heart? Are you breathing yourself? Have you perfectly and divinely designed yourself? Are you able to call the names of those through whom you've come? Generation to generation and generation and generation and generation. I'm just saying, we may know mom and dad and grandmom and granddad and great grandmom and great granddad, but great, 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 great. We may not be able to call their names. And even if you have done that kind of genealogical research to really capture the names of the lineages that you represent, you still come from another realm of eternity into this realm. There is still divinity that is beating your heart and breathing you. You understand? So the greatness of us was there prior to coming to the planet. And so our reshaping our vision to literally see the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all there is, to realize that we're always living in the rainbow, to come to a point where you realize when everything is going awry, when you are not satisfied, things are going this way and that way and whatnot, then you have to get centered and you have to really begin to look at why it is that you're so scattered, because you've not centered. You understand? So we're having to realize that when you're eating anything, when you're perfectly and divinely designed, anything don't get it. You understand? You're perfectly and divinely designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It's designed us perfectly, but then we have got no support in respecting our perfect and divine design. And by perfection, I'm saying that we are to be harmonious with life itself. As men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, this is something that all of us, regardless, should be supporting in knowing what to do. There should be no businesses that are situated and licensed to undermine the cellular functioning of ones and ones. You understand? What I refer to as the corporate deities of death, they should not exist. And to exist to the degree to which they have become multi-trillion dollar business in creating sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and a path of prosperity. I'm just saying, to be in a system that licenses degrees and certifies ones and ones to be outside or out of alignment with the order of existence and the laws of existence is to realize that the system itself is not sustainable. Because if it does not work harmoniously with existence and the laws that govern existence, then it shall soon cease to exist. Now, we're very much aware that civilizations have risen and civilizations have fallen. And we are very much aware of how much sickness, illness, disease, and death, or perhaps you're not, because see, they did not give us any weekly or bi-monthly tally of how many people were passing away from anything before March of 2020 when this COVID thing came forward. Then all of a sudden, we're getting tallies on how many people all around the world are passing away from COVID, but we never got any tallies about anybody passing away from anything. And so it matters that we are realizing, when you look at your family and you look at family members and look at your inner circle or look at ones and ones, your coworkers and whatnot, and all of the cancer and all of the heart disease and all of the diabetes and all of the endometriosis and the fibromyalgia and all of the mystery issues that people are having because of the accumulation of all of this stuff from a diet that is intended to put you in the grave. We are in a place and space where it matters that we are able to reconfigure our mind. But it says, be you renewed through the renewing of your mind. So the quickest way to renew the mind is to clean the blood. To realize that the methodology of our oppression has been to contaminate the bloodstream. And so we find that masses of people are enjoying living in contamination, living in violation, living in filth and sewage, as spirits that are like vapor in a body that is filled with the residues from the decay and the decomposition and the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and white flour, pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, French toast, noodles, pastas, pastries, all of this goo that binds those chemicals. And this is the root and the foundation of all of your compromise and pre-existing conditions that have been accelerating and just becoming full-blown as a result of having taken any of the COVID vaccines. We're having to realize that at this particular point in time, to have a government that is funding murder, genocide, and is consistently facilitating it on their own people, then know that the people, we, the people, have the right to bypass the governments of people, to go into the government and the order of our Creator, to realize that we are on a planet that is spinning in eternity, and we are under cosmic law and universal law and laws that govern our earth residency. So to have a people who feel as though they can be in violation of the primary law of existence, where self-preservation is the first law, that every living thing exalts a full effort in its living and does nothing to undermine itself, then how is it that you and some of the supposedly most intelligent people are feeling entitled to be undermining yourself with all of this garbage that you yourself are bringing in to your own body through the orifice that you refer to as your mouth? And the addictive nature, so that they will consistently and continuously have you in a place where you buy more and more and more and more and more and more and more, more and more and more and more and more and more and more, more and more and more and more and more and more and more. You understand? The next generation come up under the same thing, and the next generation. So no, we were being programmed from the time we were children with candy cigarettes and bubblegum cigars and apple beer and all of these things, so that we mimic the adulteration of our adulterated parents, the adults. You understand? And we could not wait to be grown, but we did not understand that being grown and being mature and being adulterated are kind of like not quite the same thing. But there should be the integrity of being should be with us in everything that we do upon the planet. The integrity of facilitating wholeness and wellness and exalting a full effort in our living should be something that everybody is concerned to do wherever you are on the planet. But to go anywhere and everywhere on the planet and see that the people are very much doing the same things. You understand? So you can be served any amount of flesh anywhere. It just may differ in terms of whose flesh you're getting. Parts of England, you can get human flesh that is being grown in big vats, where people are being paid for the tissues of their breasts or the tissues of their rump, and they put it in big mineral-rich things, and it grows like big pieces of flesh that then they cut up and then they sell, because these people are under the delusion of thinking that to be human, you have to have flesh, you have to have this protein. And I'm just saying is that people can believe a thing all of their lives for generations, and it was never the truth. And then based upon the lies and the delusions that they continue to cultivate and nourish and create as tradition amongst generations, then you have institutions that are literally perpetuating the lies as if they were the truth. The lie that we're supposed to be eating all of this meat, when the foundational law is thou shalt not kill. So if thou shalt not kill, then why would one think that eating the flesh of a dead animal would be somehow nutritionally edifying for one, when killing is a violation of the law of being directly, because that which you do unto others will be done unto you? But we have come to a point where we've so compartmentalized everything so that the law does not apply here. Well, man was given dominion over all. But no, man was to have dominion over himself, over his lusts, his passions, his desires, his appetites, to be able to be self-mastering and self-controlling, not to be in a place where you and they and those feel entitled to subjugate and dominate and usurp the right of other ones to have the right to their lives, and then to marginalize them, to bomb them, to poison their lands and their waters and whatnot, so that they do not have the same opportunity for exalted walk and exalted thought, because their cells are now being bathed in all kinds of toxic chemicals. Behavior modifying chemicals, shelf stabilizers and flavor enhancers and BHA and BHT and preservatives and nitrates and nitrites and all of this stuff that is the foundation of all of the cancers and all of the heart disease and the diabetes and all of this. And I'm saying a system that has created a populace that is being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death is a system that deserves its death. Now, what does that look like? It looks like the more you all continue to carry on these behaviors that are life usurping, life depleting, then you will not be able to really fulfill or come into a gloriously rising destiny in walking in the integrity of your own authenticity, having the power, the responsibility, the duty, and the obligation to ensure that you are an honor and a glory to the lineages through whom you've come. Whether you have any children or not, or whether your children have any children or not. See, this is part of the genocide, is to dwindle down the population so that with the abortions and the initiatives towards birth control and the initiatives towards only one and two children per family, whether it's in China or Japan or Korea or the Philippines or whatever, I'm just saying, is that the issue for us is realizing that our lives are our greatest gift. And some ones convince themselves that if all of the huge people throughout the world continue to have 3 and 4 and 5 children per household, that the world would be severely overcrowded by the year 2000. So they initiated a plan called Global 2000 to eliminate over 3.5 billion people from the face of the earth. And that is where we've seen the AIDS that was stimulated by the inoculations or the vaccinations and whatnot. We've seen so much now of just so much more explosion and expansion of sickness, illness, and disease, spiritual sickness, mental sickness, all of this. Because you're eating and feeding off of violated, contaminated carcass, and then bringing alcoholic beverages and tobacco and other things that are defiling the integrity of the lung, the lungs as the organ of the spirit that is creating a disconnect between you and that which beats your heart and breathes you. We're in a place and space where we as wombed men, we as the divine feminine, we as those who are entrusted by the cosmic to ensure the progression of our lineages, have to come to this place and space where we care to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our honoring, our exalting, an exalted walk. But we have to have an exalted thought. And in order to have the exalted thought, you've got to have a clean bloodstream. You cannot be host for all manners of anaerobic bacteria and organisms and worms and maggots and all of this stuff that comes into the body as pathogen and whatnot with the carcasses of dead animals. We have heard the life is in the blood. 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 And in order for life to be in the blood, the spirit has to be with the blood. So you cannot eat dead animals and think that you're eating the carcass is giving you anything that is revitalizing for your life. It's actually creating greater taxation upon your organs to have to try to digest something that is literally indigestible. And then the body has to break it down in order to reassemble whatever amino acids are there to create its own protein. And so we're having to really come to a point in place where you realize that there have been those who have proven that they did not have and have not had anybody's best interests at heart. If they really had had anybody's best interests at heart, and they were spirits of cooperation and collaboration, then we would see a much greater presence of the nations that were already on this continent that would still be present. We would still see them. We would understand the cooperation amongst nations and tribes. At this particular point in time, we're having to realize the oneness of existence, that every hue of people, from the blackest black to the lightest light, are animated by the same absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all here to exalt life. There is no one who has been gifted or given duty, obligation, and responsibility to be murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, and those who are on a world conquering rampage. That is the evidence of distortion and dysfunction and severe insecurity. We can't even call it white supremacy. We can call it the remnants of imperialism and capitalism, but the issue is it is dysfunction. It is a sickness that has taken over the world. Because see, if a well and healthy people would never create sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, it's only a sick people who could create so much sickness, illness, disease, and death, and then think erroneously that there is some profit in it. You understand? So this is what I'm really one who is all right with saying we are dealing with the epitome of stupidity. And y'all could call it democracy, democracy, you call it whatever you want to call it. I call it wickedness. I call it insanity. And the sooner each one of us decides that we have the right to our lives, we have the right to live our lives free of sickness, illness, and disease. We have the right to be whole. We have the right to be cleansed and healed and renewed and rebirthed and regenerated and rejuvenated and revitalized and revivified, so that we are fully participatory in the emergence of the kingdoms and queendoms of God upon the planet, because there is nothing that is guaranteed success other than the restoration, the revitalization, the reconciliation, the redemption, and the evidence of the eternal order and the eternal government having been established on the planet. And in our now moment, we're having to realize how much power we have individually and collectively when we are harmonized with the will of existence and the laws of existence in our consciously caring and practicing the presence of God. the all there is, the intelligence of existence, the source of all being, loving it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. That's what we were told to do. Not loving your cigarettes more than you love your lungs, or loving your alcohol more than you love your bloodstream, or loving your cars better than you love your children. We are in a place where your lives are destined for a tragic date with fate as long as you do not care to walk in the integrity of the truth of the divinity of yourself. It's still the truth of yourself. You could be full as much as you want, but you still are at this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. You might as well care to be supremely intelligent. And I'm the one to remind you that intelligence doesn't kill itself. Intelligence doesn't undermine itself. Intelligence doesn't think that undermining itself for paper is a great thing. You understand? We are not ones and ones who should think that money in any currency is greater than our life currency. Our life currency is consistently regenerable, ever expanding, because it literally is the gift and the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we should be supremely intelligent, walking in the light of the truth of the one that we were born to be as this point of its presence, and coming to a point in place where we are no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness about who we are, whose we are, and what time this is for our regaining our footing upon the path of eternal life, being well grounded and well founded in the soils of absolute truth, so that we thrive when we stand uncompromisable on behalf of the eternal order, the eternal government, and the right of all ones to have the right to rejoice in the blessedness of being. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for all of you who are staying up, even if you're kind of in and out here and there. We are always dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And what I would want you all to remember of me is that I was the one who was always reminding you how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And our situations and our circumstances and our experiences and our conditions are not our truth. And it matters that we know the truth, because we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. But the truth has to start with our realigning with the truth of our being, the truth of our identity, our coming to this place and space where we are centered in the absolute truth of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to come to a point in place where we get single-minded. There are so many ones who are having so many issues, so many situations and circumstances that they really are not enthusiastic about their living. Living seems to be too much. It's a chore. It's not what they signed up for, I guess. You understand? Because there's so much confusion and pain and suffering and illness and all of this. And I'm saying that's because we are not centered in the truth of ourselves. We're not honoring the divinity of our being. And so I'm the one to remind you that our lives are the greatest gift that we could ever possibly be given. You will never have anything greater than yourself. And coming into the truth of self as point of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence matters that we're thinking the right thought. And there are many who are talking the talk, right? Because it's common language now. You know, you have so many ones who are speaking to the laws of attraction and love being the key and communication being the key. And there are so many things that we're hearing. But we have to become the embodiment of the light. We have to become the presence and the reflection of God. And we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that God is something outside of us. And it is the totality of all there is. We are totally encompassed in its presence as the all there is. So our realization in terms of where we are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and why we are to truly found and ground the kingdoms and queendoms of God upon the planet, to know that the day and the age of the forces of distraction and distortion and chaos and sickness and illness and disease that I refer to as the forces of Satan, the wolf in sheep's clothing that says, follow me. And they lead you straight to hell and confusion, having your breasts removed, your wombs removed, your prostate taken out, your thyroid taken out. I'm just saying they're just butchering you. You understand? So I'm just saying is that, no, those ones who have acted as though they are the gods of the universe and we are here to be commodity and slave unto them. And so it matters that we care to be vivid in our own self-reflection and self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it doesn't matter how far you've gone in the ditches and valleys of degradation. I'm telling you, get up. Get up. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You are still held in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating your heart and breathing you. You are worthy and deserving of your harmonization with its will in its way, because nobody can think a greater thought or have a greater desire for you than that which is the source of your being. And for all of the ones who are espousing whatever the religions and whatever all of that, I'm just saying, let's get real clear about life itself. Life is the greatest religion that we could ever be given. The breath and the intelligence of that which beats our hearts, breathes us, has perfectly and divinely designed us. We are here to surrender unto it. Those who have been committed to struggling, those who have been committed to fighting freedom, those who have been committed to a small part of the issue without being committed to the whole, is why there's been no success, is why there's been no progression, because we have not really been supported in understanding and accepting our perfect and divine design as intelligences of existence. We have been under divisiveness for generations, and that day is done, because we are all harmonized as thinking, breathing ones. But the issue for us is rising in the light and the love of being, and being supremely intelligent. And superiority and inferiority and equality are not the issue. they want to make it an issue. But the reality is that everybody is immersed in nothing but the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being upon a planet that is a paradise, providing absolutely everything that we require. And we are so blessed to be the beneficiaries of the intelligence of so many ones who have fashioned so much of what has come from the earth into all of the things that we utilize, all of the things that we accessorize, all of the things that we have and have worked so hard to have, but we never had to do much except breathe. That's what you have to do. You have to keep breathing. But the breath is not only cleansing, but it consistently gives you more opportunity to have a greater thought. That oxygenation going into the blood, going into the brain. Our coming to a point in where we are reversing whatever the issues that we've been diagnosed with and the prognosis and all of that. We've all been impacted and affected because we were all fed like kids. And now we're having to stand in the fullness of who we are as intelligences of existence, as men, as womb men, or some combination of the either. We may flip and change. I was speaking with a brother who is active in his female side of himself the other day. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter which one you're trying to be. You still need to be who you are as an individual presence of God. Right? Because we get caught up. We get caught up in the sexuality. We get caught up in the gender. And I'm just saying, beyond all of that, the intelligence of existence is male, female, both and neither. And we're having the practical experience of experiencing ourselves with each other as other points of each other, as male, female, both, and neither. It's still divinity. The issue is, how rightly aligned are we? How righteous can we show up as? But when you are a detriment to yourselves and yourself, then everything and everyone can seemingly work against you. We're having to take responsibility to care to exalt a full effort in our living to the degree to which we do nothing to undermine ourselves and ourselves. Because that has been the objective, to divide and conquer. So as each of us are individual individuations of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we should not be divided within ourselves. The individual should be indivisible. We aspire towards our wholeness, the integration of our divine masculine and divine feminine under one administration of right alignment with the intelligence of all there is, with the source of all being. Being able to trust our guidance. But the greatest trust comes with the greatest discipline and obeyance and obedience to the laws that govern you. And when you're applying yourself towards your wholeness, when it matters to you that you are having the discipline, exalting the care to be disciplined as disciple of truth, to become a bearer of light. There's so many ones who want to counsel and want to give guidance and coach and this and that. And they really are not talking to you about what it is you're consuming. You understand? Our materiality, our success in terms of our finances or being successful business people, successful capitalists, or whatever it is that we are aspiring towards, your greatest degree of success is when you are in full alignment with the laws that govern you. And you are able to get into a direct line of light with your angels And you can trust the guidance. And whatever the desires you have in your heart, it's permeating and penetrating in the waters of your cells when you are reconstituting your body to be 80% highly charged mineralized water, because water is intelligence. It holds the frequency and the vibration of what it is we're asking for. And we bring it into our experience. But when your mind is scattered and you are an open vessel for all manners of thoughts and things and spirits, then you can find yourself easily distracted and in harm's way, particularly when you are a detriment to yourself. I'll be forward in just a bit. And so it's extremely important for where we are in this dispensation that we are exerting a full effort in facilitating our healing. Because you can do you can't do for other ones what they are not willing to do for themselves. And when people are hungry and starving for love and attention, when they always got their hands out, but they don't always have their hands up to that which beats their heart and breathes them. Sometimes the best help you can give people is to give them the guidance to go to God, to trust. But see, people don't want to trust. They want to just pay attention to who they have, and this is why people steal and thieve from other ones, because they're not trusting. The whole system is based on that. You understand? The whole system of America is based on thievery, lying, taking from others what was theirs, killing, usurping. You understand? That's what this nation is founded upon. And we are having the opportunity to remember that. To remember it so that we are regaining our footing upon the path of life and light on behalf of all of those whose blood has been spilled here. To be mindful that we're all visitors. We did not come up out the earth. We've come to the earth through the waters of our mother's womb, sparred by the sacred fluids of our fathers. And to dwell in the realm of eternity without a mindfulness about the divinity and the sanctity of your being is to be gullible and vulnerable to forces and entities and agendas that have you in a place and space where you feel as though it is your right to be wrong. It is your free will to choose that which undermines yourself. That we hear and see that women within the hospitals as nutritionists, women in the public school system who are teachers and administrators, women who are serving children, women who are in every echelon of society. There is nowhere that we should be where we are not serving life, where we are not exalting life, where we are not knowing how to nourish and cultivate life. But see, that is what we were not supported in knowing because of a system of miseducation that intends to have us in a place where we are not doing that which is ours to do, and we're doing on behalf of those whose will is not the will of God in the perpetuation of misalignment, distrust, divisiveness, disease. And so we're in a place and space where I am consistently asking us to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in greater degrees of care, to function as the heart of God, the mind of God, the will of God, the light, the intelligence, to dwell in the peace, the poise, the power, the potency, the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, the sensibility, because the work that we have is in the resubstantiation of the quality of our beings directly. You understand, as long as we're corruptible, as long as we can be bought, as long as anybody can give you money to do anything that don't really need to be done, I'm just saying the corporate deities of death are functioning because people get up and go to work for them. You understand, from the ones who are in the slaughterhouses, from the ones who are driving the pigs and the cows and the chickens to slaughter, and then the ones who are stocking the stores with the flesh of dead animals. I'm just saying, it is popular and common activity to be working on behalf of the corporate deities of death. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the pastries, and all of this. And because it is common, we think that it's okay, but we're facilitating and we're having a hand in the creation of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and whatnot. And then people will say, oh, well, I just stock it. You know, as long as people are going to buy it, I might as well reap the benefit from it, you know, because they're going to buy it anyway. You understand? So I might as well have my hand in it. And I'm saying you might as well think a better thought in terms of what is actually going to bring you greater degrees of wholeness and personal satisfaction in terms of what you really were about while you walk. Because see, we're only here for a short amount of time. So even if it's 100 years, even if it's 150 years, 200 years, 300 years upon the planet, we still have to leave. We cannot live our eternity on this planet. This is school. This is Earth residency. It is not for our dwelling eternally on the Earth. It is for us to realize that while we are on the earth, we are already immersed in eternity, and we should not be dying here. We should not be sick. There should be no cancer and heart disease and diabetes and all of these surgeries and butcheries and whatnot. What are these people doing with your tissues? What are they doing with your organs? You understand? And then they're trying to trade body parts out like we were freaking cars. You understand? No, your body is regenerable. Your cells are regenerable. You should be regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revivifying, but you can't do it as long as you are bringing all of this acid-producing garbage into your body, which is the temple where you meet God. And so on behalf of the lineages to whom we've come, and on behalf of those who are with you, those who are yours, to nurture and nourish and ensure their lives, ensure their proper path, ensure the health and the wellness of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great, the great-great-great-great. We are here to ensure full participation in the establishment of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, and whatnot, so that we are not co-conspiring with our own demise. And we can be distracted with any number of things in terms of the sports and the gladiator sports, in terms of the amusements, and there's just so many ways that you can spend your life currency. You understand? There's so many things that you can be occupied and preoccupied with. But in the midst of it, there is that which is still yours to accomplish while you are on the planet. And if you never apply yourself to being whole, if you never apply yourself to the purification and the mineralization and the alkalization that ensures consistent cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, then you may find that you get old as opposed to truly maturing. And to be old in the realm of eternity means that there is the accumulation, the concentration, and the contraindication of nitrates, nitrites, VHA, VHT, artificial colors and flavors, and pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones, all met tobacco residues, white sugar, aspartame, all of this stuff. It should not even be available to us. You understand? So we are co-conspiring with our own demise. And so whatever the agenda is, there are no ones who can outthink the will of existence. There are no ones who have a greater love for being than that which is the source of all being. There are no ones who have come to a point and place where the light of supreme intelligence in them is greater than the light of supreme intelligence that is all there is. You understand? So we're taking from the intelligence of existence. We are these points of the intelligence of existence. We should be serving its purposes in the consistent continuation and exaltation and expansion of its will, its love, its light, its peace, its poise, its power on behalf of all of itself that is manifesting and womb manifesting as all orders of existence itself. And so I ask you to take some time and be considerate, considering, reflective, contemplative, thoughtful about who you are, whose you are, where you are, why you are. And to realize that you can accomplish whatever you like, but you cannot kill yourself and survive it. You cannot undermine yourself and your cells. You cannot poison yourself and have the fullness of the promises of your mother, father, creator, God, because you are violating its gift, which is yourself. And so in our now moment, where we are being watched and surveyed, under surveillance, and I'm not just talking about those who are working a job to surveil you. I'm talking about those who are in the exalted realms surveying the entire planet, and the agenda of those ones who do not have anybody's wellness, health, wholeness, continuation as their objective. But you have to care to be in the integrity of the truth of yourself as divinity personified, and to recognize that you're perfectly and divinely designed to be vehicle and vessel of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, health, and wellness, and wholeness of your creator. But you have to ask for that. Ask for that. Apply yourself wholeheartedly to it. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. We're going to make way so that we are able to move forward and pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your night and a beautiful day. And we look forward to hearing good things from you, seeing good things of you, and knowing that there are those who are watching us from exalted realms, and they need to be pleased with us. On behalf of the lineages through whom we've come, on behalf of those who are no longer present, who gifted us, who loved us, who strengthened us, who gave us all of what they knew, we give thanks that it is our time to stand in a stronger light on behalf of the whole of us, to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our standing, our harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of being, and the reverence, the respect, the treasuring, and the cherishing of the gift and the blessedness of each of our beings. On behalf of the eternal order, which cannot be stopped, it's fully present. It is the actuality and the factuality of what is, and our opportunity to be harmonized with it in being fully participatory through our purification, our cleansing, our clearing, our consecration, so that we are the evidence of the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God in harmony with the eternal order and the eternal government. I love you with the perfect love. Have a good night. Good life. We'll see you soon.